Hello, and welcome to the Ringgold Band podcast series, Sustaining an American Music Tradition. My name is Cindy Miller-Ungst, president of the band, and with me is...
Jim Seidel, the musical director of the band. And we don't have a special guest today. We're going to interview my co-host here of this program, our president of the band, for the last 13 years. 14 years.
14 years.
Last 14 years.
Yes.
Who has been president of the band about a third of my tenure with the band.
That's right. That is.
So, Cindy, we have the story. I have the memories that I can remember you when you were in high school at Schuylkill Valley and playing in county band and things like that as I was a teacher then. And I remember when you got out of IUP and you began teaching in the Reading School District, how I tried to entice you because I was playing with the music in the schools program.
Yes.
And I would run into you at the schools, entice you to come and be part of the flute section at Ringgold, and you kept, oh, I can't right now. And I got you to sub at one job way up in Pennsylvania.
Higgins, Pennsylvania, yes.
And the rest is history, so to speak.
Yes, it is.
So how did you come about, you have to refresh my memory, come about being the big boss of the Ringgold Band?
The big boss. Well, you know, I started playing at Higgins and then just started coming to rehearsals and started coming very regularly. And I was asked to, I started in 1989 because Caitlin was one. That's how I remember. Mm-hmm. And in 2002, and the only reason I know the dates, because I'm not a detail person, is I just looked it up before coming here, I was asked to be vice president of the band. And so I said yes, not really knowing what that entailed. And to be quite honest, at that time, it entailed going to meetings. Every once in a while, Garrett Heineman was president at that time, and every once in a while, he would be absent and ask me to run a meeting for the membership. But that was about it. And then Garrett approached me and said, Cindy, I have some extra responsibilities coming up, and I was wondering if we could switch jobs. If you would take the presidency and I'll take the vice presidency. And maybe I was naive at the time. I thought it was a temporary thing. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. So here we are 14 years later.
Well, it's been a blessing for the Ringgold Band, and that's for sure.
Thank you. I don't know about that. But.
So can you compare where the band was sort of as a business, maybe not necessarily the musical part of it? The musical part of it has been continually growing, and I think we've addressed that so many times in our other podcasts. But from the perspective of being the president, being responsible for all the business end of the band to make sure that things get done and whatnot, comparing it when you started 14 years ago and to what you have taken on currently.
Yes, and it is drastically different. When I started as president, I was a music teacher. I hadn't been president of any organization since my fraternity in college. And so you just follow what the president before you did. And Garrett ran the meetings. We have an executive meeting once a month. And he would sit at the head of the table in our boardroom, so to speak, and he'd go around the room and ask if anybody had anything to address, and we'd go around to the board members, and that's how it was. There was no agenda, and then we would report what we had discussed to the membership later. And it was suggested to me by Tom Hahn. I have always looked up to Tom Hahn, who was our former principal, clarinet player, member of the band, said, do you know, Cindy, he was a board member, and he said, might be a good idea for us to have an agenda. So
Tom was the one.
Tom was the one. So then we started having an agenda, and I wouldn't publish it. I would just have it and go through the agenda. We'd talk about it. But then fast forward to now, the agendas are emailed to the board members ahead of time. Sometimes they have things to add, sometimes not. a lot of the business is taken care of via email. When I first started as president, we really didn't have that many issues to talk about from month to month. Now we have to deal with several issues in between that I send out a question or something that the board members need to address in between. And all along my tenure, and I truly believe that this is why I have stayed for such a long time, is we have an amazing board. The board members have changed personalities or changed members, but the people that volunteer their time to serve on the board of the Ringgold Band are very selflessly give of their time and their energy. Our business manager, Mike Gumper, takes care of everything. I mean, all the board members just basically make my job a whole lot easier.
You sometimes look around the room and you throw something out there. We need someone to do this. And at first you get that blank stare.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
But they always step up and things get taken care of. Because we don't have a so-called paid staff to take care of a building or take care of the property that the band owns. And we own a great deal of property, actually.
We do. We have a truck that needs maintenance. We have, and those things, so many things were taken care of by our dearly departed former president and longtime librarian, Gene Umbenhauer.
Right.
He did so many things for the band that we did not realize until his passing.
Right.
And then things would come up and you and I would look at each other and say, oh my, who did that? And this needs to be done.
I think we're almost past that. I think we're just about there.
Almost. There are still things. Yes. There are still things that come up. But if there's one thing that I have tried to change about the board and try to move forward. I know when I first started as president, there was a board member that would say frequently, well, if I were given the death penalty, I would want this board to be the one deciding when I get when I get executed, because it would take us a while to make a decision. And as humorous as it was, it hit home, and I didn't want that to be our reputation. I've learned so much from our other board members. I have leaned heavily on the Reading Musical Foundation and the leadership of Carrie Schultz, who has helped Ringgold and guided us in questions that perhaps the board couldn't answer.
Well, let me ask you this question. Uh-oh. This is more personal. You've been the president for 14 years.
Yes.
And being the director and knowing you deal with personalities, you've mentioned, you've alluded to that with the board, you have different yes. personalities, and it's just a fact of life. People can work together, but personally, you might not want to always have dinner with them, but they can work with them. But I don't think that's the case with our board. But what has it done? Has it done anything for you in a positive way for you personally? I know it's kept you awake at nights, and I know it's caused you some ulcers and all yes. of those cliche kind of phrases. And I appreciate that as the musical director, because it's been so easy with all the things that we've done. But has it brought in you in a way that you would have never dreamed of, or really any of us would could say that this has been good for Cindy Miller-Ongst?
It definitely has been. I remember those first years when I had to get up in front of the membership to report the executive board's meeting and run the meeting with the membership. I was always very nervous and uncomfortable. But that's gone by the wayside, especially sometimes when I have to answer tough questions from the membership. I have also benefited from the friendships, not only the friendships, but the opportunities to meet amazing musicians. in being involved in your 25th anniversary and working on a project with Tom Work and the Reading Musical Foundation, commissioning a work in your honor, working with Robert Maggio from Westchester University, getting to meet him and talk to him about the needs of the band and what the band could play, those types of things. I've had, thanks to working with you, the opportunity to meet and have dinner with and socialize with many of our guest artists that we've brought in, Tim Foley. That's the first one that comes to mind, but so many. It has definitely helped me.
Well, there's no question. We've met a lot of people, and
we have.
And you and I have. You know, we've done a lot together as far as promoting this band and being out in the public face and the face of the band.
Yes.
And it's been exciting that we've done all this. And I will be the first to stand in and proudly announce that your accomplishments as president have been absolutely fabulous.
And well,
the way the band, you've listened to earlier podcasts and people are very happy coming there. And that's a tribute to you as taking care of the business side of it and making people feel welcome and dealing with some very tough issues sometimes. It is a happy family, but every now and then families have a little spat, and you've been gracious to take care of those little spats at times before they became problematic.
Well, thank you. And we continue to work through challenges, finding a replacement for for you, finding a new musical director. We're working on expanding the band hall to make it more accessible for some of our other projects, our New Horizons, and just improving the band hall, which takes a lot of work and effort. But I just cannot thank and be grateful for the board and what they do to make my job easier.
I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. It is a great band of people. So I guess I can use that term.
I guess. I guess.
No pun intended.
No.
Well, it's been great to talk to you about the presidency. I don't get to end these podcasts very often, no. So I get to do it this time.
Okay, yes.
So we hope you listeners out there, check out things about the Ringgold Band on our website, www.ringgoldband2gs.com. And we hope to see you at a former concert, or a future concert, not
future
a former concert.
Right,
I guess that'd be hard to do.
Yes.
To see you at future concerts, and always check the website for where we are performing and news about the Ringgold Band. So until our next podcast, this is Jim Seidel, musical director with
Cindy Miller-Ungst. Have a good day.